Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I have Tamsin Levitas, who's just recently run the London Marathon, and she has a connection with the DL Link as well, and she was already raising funds for the DL Link. So Tamsin, welcome. It is so fabulous to have you on the show.
Thank you. Hi. Hi, guys.
Wow. So you recently, was it last month that you ran the marathon?
Exactly, the 21st of April. So we just over a month ago, correct.
Amazing. And you've always, it was on the bucket list to always go and run a marathon overseas, and it became a reality for you. So Tamsin, let's just start off with that. And then we're going to talk about your link and the DL Link and how you've known them for such a long time. But you, as a person who loves to run marathons, how far back does that go?
Sure. Not that far back, but certainly found a huge passion and love for running and the community that running provides you with. And, you know, when 10Ks become easier and 21s become easier, you challenge yourself and what's next? And it became marathons. And, you know, there's six majors in the world, and London was certainly up on that bucket list to get into or to get an entry to run the London Marathon. And that became a reality the end of last year, when I was lucky enough to receive an entry through the corporate that I work in. And yeah, I headed off to London to run this race. And yeah, it's always very nervous to start at the start line of a 42-kilometer race. But lots of training to get you there, I guess. And yeah, it was an exceptional experience. But part of the entry, we had to raise money for a charity. And that's obviously where the obvious choice came in to sponsor and raise money for the DL Link.
So obvious choice for you, because obviously you have an association and some relationship with the DL Link, which is why that was your go-to. So perhaps you can just share with us what the relationship is. How far back does it go?
Sure. I'm going to say probably beyond 10 years. I connected with both Michelle and Tammy, who are both still very dear to me. And I just put out my hand to say, what can I do, guys? Let me know. I'm young enough. I'm energetic enough. So task me with things to do. And we started working on a couple of charity events together. We ran, and Tam and I always laugh that we need to do it again. But we did a great spinathon at Old Ed's. You know, just a really busy, active day for people to come in, get involved, sponsor a seat throughout the day at the spinathon. And it went off really well. And yeah, I've always had a long-standing relationship with them since then. But personally, my late best friend, Talia Solomon, was a beneficiary from the DL Link, as well as my late mother-in-law. They both were recipients of the generosity and kindness and support and community that the DL Link has provided. So, you know, it really runs deep, this relationship and the connection to the DL Link.
It absolutely sounds like it. Wow, Tamsin. Yeah. So you say at the end of last year, you won this opportunity of a lifetime. I think you work for Investec. And what were they giving it away? And you said you had to write down which charity you would be raising funds for. But before that, I mean, how did you win it? I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Well, I've been at the bank for 10 years and I've tried every year for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
So I felt I was richly deserving of this entry. But, you know, to get into one of these majors, you can enter a lottery, so to speak, and Investec run their own lottery. So if you are able to get yourself to London and you are capable or able to run the full 42 kilometers, you are effectively eligible to enter into this lottery. And as I said, I've tried for 10 years, and last year was my lucky year. So 70 people had applied, and I was one of four that received an entry from our South African office to head over to London to represent South Africa, the zebra, and I did that proudly on the 21st of April.
That's just amazing. I mean, when you found out that you were... Of the 70 people, you said there were, how many of you were sent?
So from South Africa, there were four of us that managed to get entries through this lottery. yeah, it was actually a very interesting day. I don't need to get into all the details, but I was sitting with one of our executives and a colleague called me, and she had received the email that I had gotten an entry, and she called me several times, and I was like, oh my goodness, what is going on? Is everything okay? I was just checking, like, all was going. She's like, Tamsin, you've got an entry. Anyways, I got up, I got so excited, and I said, guys, you won't believe it. Anyways, they all looked at me like I was completely bizarre, because why would I be so excited about this? But needless to say, it certainly set a tone for a really exciting year ahead. And I can't believe I've done the training, I've run the race, and it's all done. And it's, yeah.
So it really pretty was amazing. I mean, 42 kilometers. I mean, I look at you people who run marathons with my mouth open with so much respect. And also I see a bit of craziness. You've got to be a bit crazy to be running those 42, but in the best possible way. What an experience it must have been, Tamsin. So how did you go about with the fundraising?
So as I said, part of the entry, we needed to raise X amount for a charity of choice. It really was a no-brainer that it would be with this charity that I have a huge, deep-seated love and affinity to. And I created with Tam a GoFundMe page, which was a direct link to the DL link. And I went and, campaigned effectively to fellow runners who supported me massively, as well as dear friends and family. And I suppose if people are familiar with the charity or have been recipients and beneficiaries of the charity in any form, people opened up their hearts and I know the crazy, and their wallets as well in the most generous way. And I was able to match and exceed the number that I had in mind that I needed to raise. So people really were exceptionally generous. But I really went to my networks, and it just goes to show that when it's for a good cause that people know about, it's with no hesitation were people willing and comfortable to share and sponsor.
Yeah, that's often what we hear from volunteers who work in the call center, like for this charity event, for example, and when they're calling out and they say, I'm with the DL link. There's just, people know what they do and people are generous with whatever they can give, even if they can't give a lot, the fact that they're giving this tremendous generosity is pretty overwhelming and wonderful to see. Tamsin, we're going to take a quick song break. And after that, I'd love you to tell us a little bit about the actual experience of being in the UK, running the race. And especially during these strange times. So a quick break and a song, and then we'll be right back.
IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Welcome back to the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. And we're focusing on the upcoming charity event that's taking place. As you know, this is a big fundraiser for the DL Link. Without the fundraisers and without your generosity, they simply cannot be there for the 1,000 cancer warriors and their families. And they make such an incredible difference in everyone's lives, as you've heard from some of the testimonials. So it's coming up from the 28th of May to the 31st of May. And it's always so much fun. Like, there's such an amazing energy because everyone gets to connect and everyone gets to take part and feel that they are contributing, no matter how small, because we have these incredibly generous donors who double any donation that you make. And of course, they're always looking for volunteers. And I spoke a little earlier about how precious time is, this commodity. So Tamsin Levitas is on the show. Tamsin last month ran in the London Marathon. She won this ticket via her company Investec, and they part of winning was choosing a charity that you would raise funds for. And of course she chose the DL Link because she spoke about her association with the DL Link. And and she just had this phenomenal experience. It was a bucket list experience. And so Tamsin, 42 kilometers, we've already spoken about that, but you're going to London and the weather's very up and down, and it can be pretty difficult and quite difficult training here in South Africa for a marathon where the weather is so different and the air is so different. So how was that for you? How did you prepare for that?
So, yeah, I mean, exactly to all those things, it's completely different. I mean, in Johannesburg, we run at 5:15 every morning, and the race in London started at 10 o'clock in the morning. So just the simple start times threw me off completely. You know, you think to yourself, London can't be that cold during April. Needless to say, it was absolutely icy for the time that we were there. I started the race with a buff on, a long jersey. I had South African sleeves underneath that. And obviously you warm up throughout the run, but it was biting cold throughout that race, although the sun was shining. But, you know, the crowd carries you, 50,000 runners. But I can say hand on heart, there could have been even more than 50,000 spectators along that entire route. So you put a smile on your face. I had my name embossed on the front of my top. I really felt like the whole of London was out there for me and supporting me, which was unbelievable. Although they mispronounced my name throughout the run. They were kept on shouting Tasman. And I was like, but it really, you know, the training, you do as much as you can. And you really, and for anyone that's listening that is a marathon runner or not even, but a runner, you never know how each run's going to go. You never know how you're going to be on that race day. So you do all the prep, you've got the right nutrition, you've put in the miles, and you just hope for a good run. And thank God I did. I had a great run. And I went out there and really took in every minute of being on that course. So I was really just very grateful to be out there. But the start time did throw us off, the cold threw us off, but the experience trumped it all.
But you did it, you did it, you did it. So yes. There you were in your South African colors, very patriotic, beautiful, and also a bit of the zebra thrown in with the Investec corporate colors, which is amazing. And I have to ask the question, Tamsin, you talk about 50,000 runners, you talk about the huge support, people egging you on and supporting you. And we know how strange this world is looking. And we know there are all these protests happening. And we know that there is this hostility. Were you concerned at all when you flew over? Did you think it would affect the marathon at all? And did it at all?
So, yes. To answer the first question, was I concerned? Yes, I absolutely was. I understand what's going on in the world. I've seen the protests in London. I know how radical it can be. So there was definitely a sense of how is it going to show up? Will we be affected? Will we be able to get there? I'd heard of protests and things going on the day before. So I was very tentative to head into London, sort of central London, the day prior to the race. And beautifully so, if I can say that, the day came seamlessly. And I was quite blown away by how still it was. I don't know if that's the right word, but how everyone was there as runners. In all types of flags, South African, Israeli, you name it, the flags were out there. The support was there. There were all sorts of flags en route for anyone that's seen any footage from the run. But there was nothing aggressive. There was nothing that stood the runners, nothing stood in the way of the runners from completing the race and doing it with absolute pride. So there was that element of anxiety. But once I got to that start line and I was, you know, in the throes of running, I realized that everyone was there as runners. And that was what we were there first and foremost as.
Now, that must have been amazing for you, kind of goodwill trumping hostility.
Exactly.
Because
yeah.
It's just so rife, really. So correct. Amazing, Tamsin. And so I can imagine that you've added to the bucket list another international race. Where do you stand with that?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd absolutely love to. So of the majors, I'm not too sure if there would be any next within the next year or so. Some can be quite difficult to get into. Tokyo is definitely up there for one of the big races to head to, just from a culture perspective, and I've heard it's unbelievable. But let's see. I may just head down to the coast where I'm originally from in Cape Town and try and do one of those races within the next year or so.
Awesome. Tamsin, just keep running. And
thank you
so much for all the work that you've done, your volunteering, your raising funds, the connection with the DL Link. So appreciated. And thank you very much for coming onto the show. I know you're busy. Thanks.
Absolute pleasure. Take care. And thanks to you guys.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Bye.
Tamsin.